Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Canadian Prairie-born artist Christine Kerouac has had her media installations, performances, and videos exhibited in both galleries and film festivals throughout Canada, Paris, Lisbon, London, Ireland, and most recently Cairo. Beginning at 6 p.m. on Sunday, May 20th at the Delta Arts Center in Winston-Salem, Christine's beautiful new research and photo-based project, Papermen, comes to the Triad. Papermen is a series of 20 large-format black-and-white images of the hawkers who sell the local Winston-Salem Journal in the city streets. The exhibit raises compelling questions about what constitutes portraiture, community, and the value of the art object itself. You'll find several images from the show on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. In the meantime, here's part one of my conversation with artist Christine Kerouac.
What's interesting about this project for me is that the technical aspects of what I ended up actually making, you know, collaboratively with a team that I put together actually, was only part of getting this work made. And the first part was that I had to reserve my own skepticism and fear and trepidation and take a chance on approaching someone who may not speak to me, who is very skeptical of what my motivation is. And I've done other projects similarly where I've had to engage someone fairly quickly and get something from them and establish a sense of trust. I think what made it successful was that over the course of the last 2 years, I kept going and making sure that they knew I hadn't forgotten about this. Some of these guys have had stories done about them before in the paper. And it seemed to them, from what I could tell, that this was a little bit different too, because it was important to me that they know that I wasn't just parachuting in and then taking off, that I was invested in this project and that it was important to me as well. And so when they started to recognize that it was important to me, they then started to buy into that as well and then invest as well. I would go to each corner and made sure I went to every single person that was working at that time during those months that I was doing the shooting part, and set up in a shady spot with a little backdrop of white so that everybody was the same. And I, you know, would just talk to them a little bit and tell them what I was doing. I would show them I was in the art magazine. So just to show them that I was legitimate. And, you know, I used to teach at Winston-Salem State as well. And so I would say that and try to, you know, make them a little bit at ease. And then some of the guys would only have to go once. And they, you know, I could tell they were starting to get antsy. I wouldn't tell them to do anything in particular, really. And I'd shoot off as many as I could and then take them home, put them on the computer, and then I would sort of go through a process of looking at each one and seeing which one really spoke to me. And there was always one, never mind if I took three of that guy or if I went back three or four times, which I did with some of them. You know, because I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. And I can't really tell you what it is I was looking to
get. Darn it, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
But I know that I got it. And part of it wasn't just the picture. It was all of the process of what came, of the layers that came technically after.
Sure. It was interesting to me looking at one of the ones that hit me right off the bat was the first one on your website, which is actually the fellow's got his back turned to you.
That's one of the first pictures I took. I love that photo.
It's really
he's
it's
not
striking.
Here anymore, unfortunately. He's gone back to Florida. His name is Chris. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and I took some from the front. I mean, he had three fingers on each hand as well. And so, you know, but that wasn't nearly as interesting to me as the detail and the beauty. I have a thing for the nape of the neck as well, I have to say.
That's all right.
A little fetish about it.
Fine.
I love
fine.
The sort of the nape of people's necks from the back. And so just for no reason, I just said, you know, turn around. Like, can we just do some, just turn your head. And I had, of course, nothing except my own gut feeling about something.
Yeah.
It's consistently, it's one of the first ones I took, and it's all through the whole series been one of the favorite ones that I've done.
And now I can see where you're up against in terms of putting into words what it is about that that just kind of grabs you.
Well, I mean, conceptually, I mean, it's all about sort of the invisibility of these men. You know, do we see them? You know, and how you look closer almost when you can't see someone's face. You look at all the detail along their back. He also has an extremely sculptural quality to his very elegant long neck. There's something extremely regal about that photo. And yeah, he was lovely and very mild-mannered and very shy. I liked him a lot.
I'm just trying to get at what is so kind of heartwarming and nostalgic about that scene when I see Greg or whomever on the chit-chatting with somebody who maybe someone they've sold papers to before the light turns green. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anybody honk, like move along. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if they're tapping into the same sorts of feelings I'm getting.
Things start occurring to me about the work much, 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 much later. Mm. And so recently I was talking to Kenny Ray, who is one of my main sort of guys at Five Points that I've been working with quite closely and who's going to be playing the African kalimba at the opening.
And he's a hawker?
Yes. He has. Okay. He has been there a very long time. And I was saying how it's interesting that you guys kind of geographically tie the city together in a way. And also, you know, with so many people who are on their phones and texting and cell phoning and so forth, you know, in general and in their cars, that it's like this moment that you just remind yourself to speak to another person kindly, and it doesn't cost you anything. Hi, how are you? And, oh, are you having a good day? And just a little, like you said, a little chit-chat, and it's a real gift. And they see it as a gift as well, just that, you know, a reminder that we are human beings and we need to have a physical interaction once in a while, and we could go through days without having any and think that we are connected. And yet that's probably why those kinds of incidents are so satisfying to people, because they don't realize how lacking maybe that the way we live is in terms of human connection, and that even if it's with someone you don't have anything necessarily in common with, we have a human connection always, and it's enduring. And so I think their presence is always a reminder, you know that he's coming up to your car and you roll your window down and you're about to have an interaction. I think that's kind of a beautiful thing.
Part one of my conversation with artist Christine Kerouac. Papermen, the series of 20 large-format black-and-white images of the hawkers who sell the local Winston-Salem Journal in the city streets, comes to the Delta Arts Center at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, May 20th, and it'll run through June 20th. The opening reception on Sunday will feature live kalimba performance and visits by several of the papermen themselves. Tune in for part two of our conversation this Friday afternoon at 1:30 during Triad Arts Weekend, when Christine will discuss some of the technical aspects of her work and how you may soon be able to acquire an original Paperman image for the cost of a Winston-Salem Journal. You'll find links to images from Paperman, more information on the exhibit, and how you can support this remarkable project on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.